This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Uh-oh. Hugh, you know what this means. When we hit that Titanic music.
Wait a minute. Who is this for?
Well, maybe the Eagles.
Nah.
All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Phils. Rob Thompson, I think it needs to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series. Not just like hanging out in the dugout, writing a lineup out, card out, and just saying, ah, we'll see you tomorrow. He's going to affect a lot of these games. It's going to be a tightrope walk for Topper, and he better be great. Last night, not so great. His moves did not work last night as the Phillies lose to the Nats. Unfortunately, not the only loss in Philadelphia sports yesterday. Elliot Shure Parks, listen to him on the afternoon show, not pulling any punches, describing what he saw at training camp with the Eagles-Browns joint practice.
Today was a blowout by the Browns. Like, wow. The Browns won this practice considerably more than the Eagles won their practice yesterday. And I think for the 2 days overall, the Browns outplayed the Eagles. And I thought there was a stretch of practice today that really kind of showed what the day was like. So the first one, Joe Flacco versus the Eagles' first-team defense. Jerry Jeudy beats Quinyon Mitchell for about a 15-ish, 20-yard slant over the middle, takes it in for a touchdown. So that's on one field. Then on the field next to that, the Eagles' first-team offense is going against the Browns' first-team defense. Jalen Hurts drops back, throws it to Devontae in the corner of the end zone, knocked out by Denzel Ward, incomplete. Back to the other field. Joe Flacco drops back. Touchdown to Njoku in the front corner of the end zone. So that's a touchdown. Then the Browns go for two. They get that with some trick play where they had like a double reverse and the guy ran it in. The Browns were the better team today. They outplayed the Eagles, and I thought they brought more energy than the Eagles did. Like, I have seen the Eagles practice against the Browns 2 days in a row. It happened in 2023. 2023, I thought the Browns won day one, but the Eagles came back in day two and dominated that second practice. I thought the Eagles would come out today with a better performance, and they did not have a better performance.
Hit the music.
I love Elliot, man.
August 15th.
Live your truth, L.
We are sinking. All right, Hugh, let's... So yesterday we had a discussion about Jalen Hurts specifically, right? This is now more about the team. And yesterday my point was, Jalen's not having a good camp. This is a big deal to me. I want him to be playing better. They're going to need him to play well. And then people, you know, gave their opinions on Jalen in particular. Hugh, what do you make in general, right? So in general, training camp. And the joint practices are, and when they really do the 11-on-11, it's the closest thing we get until the regular season, right? Because they don't put the starters out there in the preseason games.
I agree.
So yesterday, and I want to make sure, because we had a caller yesterday, Hugh, that said, well, you're just using Elliott's opinion. There's other people out there. So I want to read one thing and then give your take. Brandon Lee Gouton, Eagles training camp practice notes. Browns dominate the day. I saw also Jeff McClain of the Inquirer. You were on his podcast, weren't you? Didn't you on Jeff's podcast?
Yeah, we made friends.
Oh, good. That I like that. Jeff McClain wrote this in his column this morning. Quote, I don't want to make a bigger deal out of practice than necessary. The Eagles have done a pretty good job the last several seasons despite having some of their lighter camps in the NFL. They've won without playing their starters in the preseason. But scrimmages with other teams have foretold how their seasons would go since Nick Sirianni became the head coach. The Eagles mostly dominated the New England Patriots a year ago. They had mixed results against the Browns and Colts in 2023. They outplayed the Browns and Dolphins in 2022, and they were better than the lowly New York Jets in 2021. So Brandon Lee Gouton from Bleeding Green Nation says Eagles got dominated yesterday. Jeff McClain says something very similar to what Elliot always says, which is that the joint practices have kind of told the story of what's to come. When they dominate them, they dominate the season. When they struggle a little bit, it's been more of a slog. So make sure everyone knows it's not just Elliot saying this. Other people are there. Very similar people, you know, very similar reporters saying the same thing at a camp. Hugh, how much does this all matter? Does the way the Eagles look in training camp matter?
And I want to throw another person's name out there, Sal Palantonio.
There you go.
Was reporting that as well. The Eagles struggled in practice yesterday.
It was pretty, yeah, to everyone there, it was pretty much the same.
I look at it like this. There's a lot that goes on in these practices that we are not privy to be totally honest. And that's not an excuse. That's just what it is. And you have to understand where the Browns are coming from. The Eagles are here, as I you know, use visual aids on a radio show.
Well, for the you people.
Yeah, for the you people. The Eagles are here. The Browns are trying to get to the Eagles' level.
So, and they're far away.
They're far away. Yeah. But I will tell you this. When we were starting our journey to become a relevant team, the Philadelphia Eagles, that is, not the Jets, but you go into seasons and you use certain teams as measuring sticks, mm-hmm. you know, to see where you are and see how much better you can be. That's what the Eagles are now. I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody that the preseason doesn't matter. But I will say this, there's a lot that happens in the preseason, in these practices that are not scripted, they're not game planned for. And so it's one of those things where you look at it and the fans want to know what's going on at practice. And that's Elliot's job, that's Sal's job, that's every writer out there's job is to tell the people what they see at practice. And they do a great job of doing that. But I'm here to tell you, as a former player, a lot of times these practices aren't game plan. And a lot of times they want to see how players act or respond in adverse situations. You know, some of it's probably just, you know, hey, let's just let them play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to run some stunts in this drill. We're not going to tell you when they're happening. Because they try to simulate live action as much as they possibly can. So I'm not. That's not me saying that it's not important. That's me telling you that there's a lot that is not prepared for in these practices.
So I understand that, and it's a small sample, right? It's not a full game. They go. I think there was like 5 or 6 periods of 11-on-11. Mm-hmm. So you know, you get a couple of bad ones, or you have a bad block, or someone throws a pick, and then the whole thing looks bad. I get that. I would feel better, though, if the Eagles beat up the Browns yesterday. Like, the Browns are supposed to be bad. In fact, I this is a week where there's a lot of joint practices around the NFL, right? The teams that are playing each other this week, a lot of those teams will do the joint practice.
Yes.
One of them that's going on this week around the same time as the Eagles is there's a Dolphins-Lions game this tonight or tomorrow or whatever, right? So they did a joint practice, and mm-hmm. I was reading about that practice. And if you just look at those two teams, you would think, all right, the Lions are a Super Bowl contender, Dolphins not so much. It played out that way. I was reading all the reports this morning. It was like the Lions just dominated the Dolphins. They crushed them. Their defense looked good. Goff looked good. Now, again, it doesn't mean that that's going to play out that way during the season, but that's what you'd expect. The Lions should beat the crap out of the Dolphins. They're yeah. better. We didn't get that yesterday. And I guess, for me, my antenna is up. I'm not trying to say the Eagles season is canceled or Jalen Hurts is going to have a good season, but my antenna is up. I just want someone that's there every day. Jeff McClain, Brandon Lee Gouton, Shiel Kapati, I like them all. Elliot's our guy here. Someone to tell me the Eagles look great. Jalen Hurts looks great. They're firing all cylinders. Nobody's telling me that. So does this matter? I think for everyone it probably matters a different amount. But yeah, it matters. The Eagles are getting ready to defend their championship. They have questions. And it seems like a lot of their question marks, passing game, corner, safety, edge rusher, they remain questions as we get close to regular season. And by the way, 3 weeks from today, we're reacting to the first game. There's not 6 weeks to go. We're not far away from the start of the regular season here. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on all this? As the Eagles, as you heard, got blown out by the Browns yesterday.
I'm appalled that Hugh Douglas is trying to sugarcoat this.
A company man?
Blown out by the Browns, Joe?
Blown out.
I mean, I don't know how they're going to recover from this. That's a disaster.
Cancel the season?
Starting to have some serious concerns. Mm. But honestly, like I do find it funny that when we hear stuff about how they're not playing well, I think a lot of people tend to go, whatever, it's just training camp, don't matter, you know. But if they were playing well, people would be revved up, ready to go for the season. Like, oh, man, the offense is smooth. This is great. Yep. Dillon's picking up the stuff from the new offensive coordinator. Like, I think people would be happy. I'm with you. Like, I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to I would rather hear that they look good.
Yeah. And I do think it's, you could take this with a grain of salt. You could say it's only been 4 years or 5 years of sample. Jeff, in his Inquirer column, wrote the same thing Elliott says us all the time. The years their practices have looked better have been the years they've gotten to the Super Bowl. The years they have been more choppy in training camp, 21 and 23, are the years they have not been as great. I mean, that resonates to me. That the years they have been more buttoned up in training camp tend to end up the years they ended up in the Super Bowl with Sirianni. Again, it's only 4 years. If this plays out over 10, that's a larger sample. But, Hugh, I at least think that's interesting, that the years they've looked better in camp under Sirianni, it's worked out that they've had great seasons. And the 2 years where it's been more like this, it hasn't been as great.
Can I say this without being accused?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Because this is the reality
of it. No, go ahead.
Think about it like this. And this is not an excuse. This is just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me write this down.
The Eagles training, their offseason wasn't as long as the Cleveland Browns, right? So the Browns are coming in probably a little bit fresher. Not an excuse. This is a fact.
No, I think this is real, yeah.
And I remember before training camp even started, we would have conversations, Joe, and I said, I would not be surprised if the Eagles got off to a slow start. And I forgot what you said exactly, but you was like, that would be unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
Because of the schedule that we have.
Well, so, yeah, but the schedule's hard early on.
But that's the reality of it. Yeah. Just think about it like this. Mm. And again, this is not an excuse, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be killed on YouTube and
you people.
About making excuses.
Come on, get them.
They just got their Super Bowl rings like 4 days before they went to training camp. That was the mantra going in. Hey, put it behind you. Like, you're trying to get, 70 people, 80 people, 90 people to all row in the same direction?
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of guys that row in that direction, but then you're going to have some guys that are still trying to get caught up.
So what do we do if in 3 weeks, 20 days from now, they come out flat against the Cowboys?
They're not losing to the Cowboys.
Well, I don't think so either.
But
the Cowboys are better than the Browns.
But.
The Cowboys, right? We know that.
But.
They have a real quarterback.
We'll see.
But. It might be
let's
a star.
Not go there.
I can't wait to see Shaq run down the street in this dress that he said he's gonna wear, because he wearing that dress.
Yeah, I would like
big,
not to
big
see
fella.
That. It's just me.
If anybody knows Shaq, clip this and send it to him. Big fella, you wearing a dress? You gonna wear that dress because that's what you want to do, and we're gonna make your wish come true, because you said what he said twice. He said something about wearing a dress. So big dog, we gonna put you in a dress because they're not losing the Cowboys now.
Excuse me.
It might be a little bit of a slog. Because they might get off to a slow
start.
Yeah,
I need a win in that game. But
they're going to get a win.
All right, Kyle said something. I think I said something similar towards the end of the show yesterday, specifically about Hurts. If Hurts or the offense were lighting it up, I think it's hypocritical to say it doesn't matter when I think the reaction would be, look how good they look. They're going to be the best team in the NFL again. Jalen's going to take that next step.
You idiots, best quarterback in the league.
What we saw at the end of last season, the Super Bowl and title game, that was just the beginning. But now it doesn't matter because they're not playing well. Again, it's the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they might be the worst team in the sport. I like Joe Flacco, but let's be real. I mean, Joe Flacco should not be moving the football on the Eagles' defense. He's 40. Yeah. His kid said he's trash. Richie followed him in the bathroom. I mean,
you know football's back when Hugh Douglas is trying to sugarcoat
I
a
know,
blowout.
You hear, Ellie? Can we hear the beginning again? They got blown out by the Browns, Hugh.
Today was a blowout by the Browns.
Now, we need to say that as a drop. Today was a blowout by the Browns. All right, 215-592-9494. Does training camp matter? I mean, yesterday we spoke about Hurts specifically, but just in general, the Eagles didn't play well in the joint practice against the Browns. According to everyone, not just Elliott, does it matter? It does matter to me. Now it's levels of mattering, right? It doesn't matter as much as a week 5 loss to the Broncos. It does matter. I want the Eagles to look as good as they can at all times, and right now, they're clearly not where they need to be. He was trying to give us perspective. We call it excuses here.
Sugarcoating a blowout, dude. Yeah. A blowout, Douglas.
Again, it wasn't close. You can't say it was a play or two here or there. It was a blowout.
Man, listen, the one thing that I know not to do
blowout
is when we get like this to push back too much, because it's just going to get ridiculous.
Well, look, you know what? Maybe this will be the turning point, just like the Browns game
last year. Oh. The turning point, and they go off and they run the table. Southbound and down.
When did the Eagles season turn around in 2025? Well, the blowout to the Browns in August.
Of course. You got to admit, though, that was a strong take.
I love it. When I heard it hit. They got blown out today. Of course, Elliot with his reaction to practice. All right, your phone calls here. And it is a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show, giving away today a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. And we need help for John Johnson. That's what you're trying for today. Tri-Day Friday. We need a snack of the night for John Johnson.
You need to be creative with some of these snacks.
Well, I mean, John's down to celery, so clearly anything probably would be more creative than celery. We're helping John Johnson out. Snack of the night. Our first response was Terrence with a toasted peanut butter and jelly, which you just swatted away.
You crapped on that
one,
man.
But I didn't do him like TK did him.
Well, no one would do it like TK did it. I mean...
TK, now you talk about somebody getting pooped on.
That was messed up.
Do you think WIP was nominated for a Marconi Award? Should we send the audio of TK trying to get Terrence off the air as our submission audio?
Radio.
Yeah, if we send that, I think we win this thing. Let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Kay.
You know what? I watched that game last night, and I felt like if Robertson managed the eighth, we would come back and win it. I mean... You can't get mad at Trey. He had a good game, almost died on that last at bat. But, you know, the other caller, he kind of was right on pace where I'm at. You know, Dombrowski's inconsistency is showing. He didn't make the moves. He didn't get the pieces. And the fact that he's not playing Bader every day makes the trade line move look a little silly. And, you know, you can't judge. We're a playoff team. You can't judge a playoff team during the regular season. We're going into the playoffs. But if the Mets weren't a total disaster, you know how bad we would look right now? So, you know, we put a lot of weight on the pitchers. The bottom line is our bats are inconsistent. We got a lot of unathletic guys with inconsistent bats, and Topper has to be excellent. You did this whole platoon thing, and hopefully it doesn't come back to bite you in situational at-bats during the playoffs because, you know, other teams are looking at that where these guys aren't seeing, you know, both sides, pitchers from both sides. So I definitely think Topper is going to have to be on his A game. But again, I just think Dombrowski kind of pigeonholed us.
Dombrowski made it so Topper's going to have to be so important, Kay. He kind of put him in this. If I fast forward in my mind, I can imagine every day in October that they're still playing in the playoffs. We come in here after the game and we're either saying, wow, what a great job by Topper, pinch hitting Kepler, taking him out, putting that pitcher in, getting Ranger out this time, or the opposite. We're going to say, Topper blew it last night. He left Luzardo in, you know, three pitches too long and they lost the game.
Totally agree. It's going to be a chess game all the way through. And the bottom line is, you know, we can look at everything about this team. If these bats are not consistent, we do not have a chance. But I do want to make my ploy for the fantasy.
All right. What do you got for us? Give us a snack of the night that we can suggest to John Johnson. Because clearly he's running out of ideas with celery here.
Okay. Yeah, celery's a little wild. I'm going to go with the dried mangoes. Those things are the best. You got to get the green ones, not the orange ones. The dried mangoes.
That's a little better.
Are the ones.
Dried mangoes, the green ones. All right, Kay.
The dried mangoes.
Dried mangoes, yeah. No, I know. Dried mangoes. I guess you could fry mangoes, but I know. I wrote down dried mangoes. Oh, dried mangoes?
Is he talking about the chips?
What?
Well, he hung up, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
They got mango balls.
Excuse me?
Dried green mango balls.
I've only seen it more in the chip variety.
I'm not lying. I just want to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd eat those.
You see, the new people.
Yeah,
the mango balls.
I'm out on that. I think it more of like a strip or a chip. You showing the you people?
I'm pointing to you people. Yeah. But the QR, I guess the code came up to get mango balls.
All right. So dried mango as the second submission. Phil in Delaware is up talking about the importance of camp and these joint practices. What's up, Phil?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Phil. What's up?
I think that the preseason results against the Browns don't matter, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The Browns are a bad team. And when you're a bad team, the only thing you have hope for is that you can play well in the preseason. I'll give you an example. I'm from Dallas, former Dallas fan. Jimmy Johnson came in. He killed in the preseason. You know how many games they won in the regular season? One against the Skins. One total. So if you're a bad team, the only thing you have to play for is the preseason, because in the regular season, you're going to get killed.
So I understand your point, Phil, but last year they did the Patriots. That was their joint practice last year. The Patriots were one of the worst teams in the NFL last year, and the Eagles beat them up. They dominated them when they played them in training camp. So I understand your point, but that didn't work last year.
But the thing is, the Patriots have such a franchise that they don't have to win preseason games to get anybody to show up during the regular season, right?
Right, but I don't think the Browns aren't getting anyone to show up to their games based on yesterday. The point is they scrimmaged, they played head to head, and it wasn't lopsided in favor of the Eagles. Whether or not that is a huge deal or not, it is pretty notable.
They did just blow out the Super Bowl champs.
I mean, they blew them out. You heard Elliott say it.
So that's what they're talking about in Cleveland, right? And we're talking about the Browns had a great performance with Flacco. You know, and also you don't know what Sirianni is doing. Like, it goes from season to season. Like, one season, you might have everything in place and you don't do anything. One season, you're really looking to get some players going, so you're going to try really hard in preseason. I just don't care about preseason.
Phil, I don't agree with the idea of they're trying hard, Phil. These joint practices, they are trying. Now, they may be working on certain things or putting a different play in, but the idea the players are half-assing it, I don't agree with that, Phil. They're trying,
that's not the case.
Yeah, they're not half-assing. Phil, I just want to ask you this, because you seem like you don't think it really matters at all. Do you not see any sort of pattern here? I mean, Elliott has said this over and over, and Jeff McClain, I'm reading from his column in front of me. In the last 4 years, their two Super Bowl years, they looked great in these forums. When they did these joint practices, they dominated. And then the 2 years where they were not as great, it was more like yesterday. That doesn't resonate at all?
No, I heard that, and that's a good point. I mean, I have to say that, look, I really don't like the preseason. I don't like the preseason. I don't place any stock in the preseason, right? I'll watch a preseason game, but I don't place a lot of stock in it.
Yeah, and I think
that's a good point.
Yeah.
But that's a good, I mean, he brings a good point.
Yeah,
they look good, the two Super Bowls.
Right, and I think there's and Phil, good phone call. I think there is a difference between the preseason games versus these joint practices. The preseason games, you're mixing and matching who's playing their ones. Like last week, we saw the Bengals, and they ran down the field on the Eagles, and the Eagles weren't playing Jalen Carter, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you can kind of take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
That one, definitely.
But in these practices, they line it up here where the ones play the ones. The twos play the twos. So you could take almost a little bit more out of this than even the preseason games.
It's good work. Yeah. It's really, really good work. And you hear the guys talk about that.
Yeah, and I think the coaches almost think of it as better work than the preseason game.
Yeah, because it's the ones actually getting some burn and everything. So I see Elliott's concern. But again, I've never been in a joint practice, but I would assume that if there's some game planning done, it's not extensive game planning. It's like, okay, we got Myles Garrett. He plays, you know, defensive end and the rest of the guys and you know, a breakdown of what their strengths and their weaknesses are. But it's not nothing extensive as far as, like, down and distance, what they like to run and things of that nature and what we want to run against it. I don't think it's any of that.
215-592-9494. We're trying to help out John Johnson today, who was running out of snacks teeth. I mean, the guy had celery for snack of the night this week. Give us a better suggestion, best answer we get for a suggestion for John Johnson's snack of the night. Best one today wins a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We're doing a live draft. You'll be in the league with us September 3rd, Wednesday, September 3rd. And we're doing the draft at McGurk's in Rorschach for that evening. If you could be there live, get in and try to win a spot in the league. Calls on all this, the joint practices, the Eagles training camp. Does it matter that pretty much across the board, people think they didn't play well against the Browns yesterday? We heard they were blown out. Does this matter? Matters to me. Plus, a very interesting comment from Lane Johnson about his future and the Phillies. Does Topper need to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, I know I'm not a part of this, Joe, but I would like to offer a suggestion for John Johnson for snack of the night. How about a tasty cake? Think about it. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on top of a delicious cake and enrobed in a delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about the crimpets. Mmm, you know I like those crimpets. Uniquely shaped fluffy cake topped with a delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. They're a home run every time. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you got only the best treats on deck. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Come on, big guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is this because the blowout loss to the Browns yesterday? I figured, yeah. It is. It's over.
Did their win total drop on FanDuel?
I'm going to look. It was 11.5.
Okay.
If it's down to 11.5, 11 or 10,
it's got to be down to 8.
There might be. We might have to buy the dip if it's 8. All right. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Of course, Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us.
I got this $5 over here. I might put me a parlay together tonight.
Yeah, the $5 that someone sent you for signing their card?
Signing the card. That was the first for me. Whoever did that, thank you.
So were they signing, were they paying you to sign their card? Or were
I don't know.
I thought
they were paying you to take that card off of their hands. It was a Jets card.
Yeah. Maybe they're paying you because they feel bad you had to be a Jet. Here's $5. You had to lose with the Jets for 3 years.
You know, by the way, I looked at the preseason record for both seasons.
The games record or the joint practice record?
No, because we didn't do joint practices.
So I'm
counting this.
I got you.
So you never got blown out.
Well, see, I'm counting this as the second preseason game, if you will, even though they're going to play again.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. So they lost. They lost the game.
So we were 2-2 the first season. Mm-hmm. Went 3-13. I was about to say 3-15. About to blow that up.
If you had two more games, you would have lost those. Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah, and the second one, we went 1-3, mm-hmm. and then we went 1-15.
Is all Richie Kotite?
Yeah. So, I mean, but that was that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I think it's a little different. Like every team approaches preseason differently, and some teams approach it like they approach the season. Like we talk about the Patriots and Bill Belichick and how he plays the start. We talk about Big Red. And how he plays Patrick Mahomes for the most part. Some teams approach it where they just want to get through the practice is healthy.
Yeah, I guess for me yesterday, wins and losses, and Like, they're having a rep out there, right? The ball's in the 20-yard line. Jalen on the first-team offense out there for the Eagles. Myles Garrett in the first-team defense out there for the Browns. Both sides want to win the rep. If the Eagles score a touchdown, that makes you feel good. If Myles Garrett gets in the backfield and Jalen holds the ball and they blow the whistle because it's a sack, I don't feel as good. Like, that's the way it was described yesterday by all reporters that were there, including Elliott, who artfully put it as a blowout. The Eagles lost to the Browns yesterday.
By the way, slightly off topic, mm-hmm. You think people own, does anyone own a Hugh Douglas Jaguars card?
Do you ever get those? I imagine not.
I've had a few.
Really?
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Do they send hate mail with it, or do they say?
Well, no, they ask for an autograph, and I'll sign it.
Says bleep you.
Yeah, at some
point. You stole money from our Jaguars.
Yeah, some of those.
All right, a guy that's not stealing money as his career goes on, Lane Johnson, who's still one of the best, if not the best, offensive lineman in the entire NFL. He's right up there with the best. By the way, you'd like this, Hugh, as someone who's a better now. You know there's a new award you can bet on? Like, there's MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. You know they made a Protector of the Year award? Like, there's going to be a vote for the best offensive lineman of the year, and there's odds on it, and you can bet on the Protector of the Season. Lane is either the first or second favorite. So anyway,
that's easy money right
there. You go. I knew you'd
go and get this. Thought of Myles Garrett's getting by him, and
I think it was Mailata yesterday. He kind of pushed around.
All right. We can count him
out. Count him out. Lane Johnson. He was on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, and we've heard for a while that. You never know when it's going to be the end for Lane, right? The Eagles seem to were preparing for it, and then they stopped talking about it. I hope he doesn't retire for a while because I don't think he's close to done, but it seems like there's a scenario where Lane is considering retirement after the season.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit, the mortality of yourself.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you're getting to live life that's, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But, like, whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and that's how I feel when I'm in it. But, no, I'm definitely looking, next couple of years. I signed for two, so really this and next and really evaluate it. But, if we win it all this year, it could be, last.
Never know.
You never know.
It's not surprising, considering his age and how long he's been in the NFL. But when a player is still as great as him, it's kind of weird to hear – it could be over soon because he's shown almost zero signs of decline.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things. I commend them for this, man, because I think back when I was playing and my body started to break down. Mm-hmm. My thought process was like, man, I'm going to try to get at least one more. I actively knew. I was like, okay, this, I just want to get this one because after that, it's probably it because I'm not going to make it anymore.
If you are interested in the odds, by the way, Lane Johnson is second in the odds for the Protector of the Year.
Yeah, I need to find that.
Plus 650. Penei Sewell from the Lions is the favorite at plus 460.
As I put my parlay together because I'm going to be that DG gambler that gambles on preseason games this weekend.
Well, you hit it last week.
I got paid last
Yeah, they only
week.
Call you names if you lose. If you win, you got money.
I'm about to go and hit run me a 10-legger today.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
What are the chances you can nail every preseason game they play tonight?
Why not?
Because you're going to lose.
I don't know. I like my chance.
Build himself.
Yeah.
Come on, big guy.
Hey, Kyle, you heard it in my voice, didn't you?
He's growling as he bets on the preseason.
You heard it in my voice. Taking the Detroit Lions tonight.
You sound hungry is what you said. Let's go to...
that's tomorrow. I only can bet two tonight. Damn.
You could bet today and tomorrow combined. You don't have to wait for that.
No, because I don't like to wait. I like to instantly know when I won my money so I can talk trash. You know what I mean?
But you know what you could do if you wait? Like, say you hit both tonight, they'll give you a little cash out. You can make that choice if you want to keep going, or you just...
But see, the problem is, Joe, I'm in Delaware, so I can't, Delaware is not a gambling state.
Well, you have to come back to Pennsylvania.
I got to get in the car.
Well, we got to do the pregame show tomorrow. You can cash out at the pregame show.
I got to get in the car and come back across
this is sad.
The state
this
line
is, this is sad.
To check my bet.
Cashing out of a preseason parlay. I know. just bet on Lane to win the Protector of the Year.
Oh, no, I'm about to put me a 10-legger together.
All right. Speaking of people that some of us want to lose, Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
That was funny.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
I got to tell you guys, mm-hmm. I am feeling a little bit confused right now.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little bit hurt. I'm feeling like that kid that the bully just took his lunch money.
We just started talking. What did we do?
I am so sick and tired of this Phillies organization
I got you.
Using the fans as Stretch Armstrong dolls. I mean, the way that they pull our emotions in one way or another, I'm absolutely about to freaking lose my mind.
Well, it's been like that all year, up and down, up and down, up and down. And now, unfortunately, we went from the up, which was, you know, the week after the trade deadline, to a lot of down. That was a crappy game last night, Aaron. Bottom line, it just was crappy.
I mean, I don't understand. You know, I thought Sosa was actually making some key hits in some of the past games. I don't. How can you bunt? How can you have the guy bunt when he's got a semi-hot bat? I don't get it.
The bunt was ridiculous to give away an out in the ninth inning, especially. I believe that was that guy's first career save. It's not like this is a lockdown closer. It's a kid trying to make his way, and you, I mean, they bailed him out. They bailed him out with just an out there. It's crazy.
You know, I bought in, right? I bought in last week. I thought, hey, we're on our way. We're making our run to be contenders.
Yep.
in this World Series run. And now I'm just like, I took a step back because they try to reach in and grab my heart and just, you know, crush it right in front of me. I mean, I'm at the point, listen, they got 2 weeks. Because in 2 weeks, you know, the team that we can all count on starts its journey. And if they keep doing this up down, this yo-yo, you know, baseball, I'm checking out.
Where wow! You so you give well, he's going to stop caring. He's checking out. I think it's like an emotional checkout. So you give it. So it's an ultimatum. This is an Aaron in San Diego ultimatum to the Phillies: win or else.
It is because guess what? The favorite son of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, is going to start their wagon train on September 4th.
Well, we're close. Well, you're right. Less than 3 weeks away. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us? Try Day Friday for a chance to be in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. Give John Johnson a snack of the night.
Real quick, Joe. I am I'm going to make a quick announcement. I want to start off by thanking, you know, you and Hugh and Kyle for allowing me to do what I do on the radio, giving me the freedom
to
who I am. But after a long discussion with the smoking hot wife last night, I have to step away from making phone calls to the show.
You dead wrong for that one.
Well, the
you getting cut off, Aaron? You getting cut off?
The onion that is Aaron and Jake.
Wow, you turned the music up, though. How disrespectful is that?
Do pop and champagne? Would it be disrespectful to pop champagne because Aaron can't call anymore?
See ya, buddy.
I don't think we have any, but
we could find some champagne.
That's just a damn shame.
All right, Aaron, we'll see you around. You buy it? But he's calling Monday. I mean, come on.
About a 1 o'clock game tomorrow, too.
What's that?
About a 1 o'clock game.
What? Yeah, but we have a 1 o'clock game. We're doing a pregame show tomorrow.
We were on something else.
No, I'm trying to get this parlette right.
No, we moved on from that.
Right. We're celebrating Aaron not being able to call anymore. Do you realize how many people just pulled over and they're celebrating their car? There's a gridlock on 95 right now because everyone's pulling over because Aaron can't call the station anymore.
First of all, y'all know Aaron calling the station.
I know.
So I don't know what y'all celebrating.
We're hoping.
Yeah, it's not. That's not. He's calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He's definitely
good. Yeah. Unless he has food poisoning, like our next caller here. Herb in the Northeast hospitalized for 3 days with food poisoning.
Herb was being disrespectful
Herb,
yesterday.
What's up?
Don't worry about that, Hugh Douglas. Don't worry about that.
You mind your business.
I'm just saying. I mean, Herb, what are we doing? Like Joe likes to say, what are we doing?
3 days in the hospital, dude, man. I couldn't even sleep.
What did you eat, Herb?
I don't, 50-50s, and I had tuna fish after the Phillies game on Sunday. I went to bed, I had some rice, and I went to bed, and the next thing you know, I felt like I was having a colonoscopy,
Running
to the bathroom for about 7 hours straight. I couldn't even sleep, and I wound up waking up, taking a shower, and I went right to the ER.
Did you say 7 hours in the bathroom, dude?
That's a terrible image here. That sounds rough. I mean, how much weight you lose? Like 10 pounds?
No. Yeah, I feel like I lost about 5 or 6, probably. I just come out of the gym, so, you know.
At least you're back in the swing of things.
Right back to the gym, day one out of the hospital? I commend that, Herb. I'd be in the bed.
I got to work today with the Flyers alumni
Are they working out with you, the Flyers alum?
No, they're having a dinner party downtown tonight.
Do they know you had food poisoning?
Nobody. Only you guys know.
I feel honored.
Not just us, by the way.
The whole audience. But I feel honored you told us. I'm glad you're feeling better. And you got to get yourself, you know, up and ready for football season. We're close now, Herb.
Yeah, I know. We're good, man. Don't worry about that. I don't know all these people talking about Jalen Hurts, this, that. You know, he don't look good in practice, you know. I'm not worried about that.
They got blown out, though, yesterday. You're not worried about them getting blown out?
I worry about the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I got my... I got my eyes on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not worried about Cleveland or the Jets, okay? We're getting ready. A couple weeks, we're going to be playing the Big D, okay? We got to blow them out. You understand? Blow them out.
Well, we could dismiss the Cowboys, Herb. They stink. They're not real competition.
Yeah, I know that. It's 1 week at a time, Joe. Yeah. 1 week at a time.
That's what I always say. Hugh's trying to get ahead of himself over here. Yeah, I mean, I always try to tell him.
I want to talk about the Phillies.
Okay,
man,
what do you think? That was an ugly game last night, Herb. I don't know if you were awake for it.
I watched the whole game, dude. I watched the whole game. It seems to me like there's certain teams that they play down on. You know what I mean? They just, you know, even Cincinnati, they lose to, you know, they just, you know, they look so good against Texas, and then boom, then they win one against Cincinnati, and then they fall on their feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know.
What do you think about Castellanos, Herb? Castellanos, I mean, he's stunk lately.
Yeah. I told you about Castellanos, okay?
You heard.
The problem with him, okay, ever since he had that little argument or something with Topper or something, I don't know Castellanos' attitude or whatever is. He needs to pick it up, okay? He stopped swinging. He's still swinging at pitches down at his ankles. There's a few guys still swinging down at their ankles. I don't understand. You played 120 games already, and you're still swinging at the bad pitches. I don't understand them. I don't know why Dave Dombrowski don't go down there and speak up.
Maybe flip a table.
He should stand in the batter's box.
And have a closed-door meeting and tell them guys how bad they look. They could be right now, they could be 7-8 games.
They should be 7-8. It could be like the scene in Moneyball where Brad Pitt flips all the bats over when he's mad at the A's. Yeah, we could do that with Dombrowski.
Listen, they're going to a six-man rotation.
Yes.
And they need it. They need it because I see, like, Wheeler, there's some issues with Wheeler. His fastball ain't at 97, 98. He's missing on some pitches.
Yeah, that velocity, not great. He's pitches today.
Yeah, the velocity came down a little. He might be tired, so that extra day probably should help him.
I agree.
Good luck with that food poisoning, Herb.
Keep an eye on that. Nola's coming back.
Sunday, Nola.
Nola's coming back. He'll be in that six-man rotation. Okay.
All right, Herb, you're going to watch your diet now. I want to make sure you don't get food poisoning again. Be careful what you eat.
Yeah, I know that. I'm going to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, I'm nothing against Chick-fil-A, but maybe we avoid, you know, fast food.
Yesterday I had a nice salad.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
I know, but after food poisoning,
really good.
They're very nice people too.
Oh, very friendly. My pleasure is what they say.
Grilled chicken nuggets with the salad. That
okay.
was good.
Nice. All right.
Healthy. Yep.
I mean, I feel good. I feel good, brother.
That's good.
All right.
Man.
Get that strength back, Herb. Herb, we'll talk soon. Yeah, I mean, like, Chick-fil-A is great, but I mean, the day after food poisoning, straight to the fast food. I'm not sure if that's the best idea.
But you probably got to let your system, you know, relax for like eat maybe some soup.
Yeah, it's
like
settle in a little bit.
I like it. It's like a pox party situation.
Where
you introduce the toxins back into your body and just make sure that you're still strong enough
pox
to fight.
Pox party is when the parents would bring like one kid where the other kid has chicken pox ready, so they get it too, and you get it out of the way.
You look so disturbed right now. You never heard these before?
Is this a white people thing?
I didn't say it. You said it.
You give us a look in a while when Kyle and I are saying something we were in a different world than you.
I've never heard of a pox party.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it's over now.
There's old school vaccine.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't.
I mean, the pox parties ended like 30 years ago. We all, the kids get the chicken pox.
They're out of style.
Yeah,
out of style.
Don't need those anymore. All right, let's.
That's crazy.
There it is. Yeah, Juice in South Philly's up. Hey, Juice.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Juice. What's up?
What's up? All right. So, real quick, Joe, I wasn't trying to be a weasel yesterday by my proposition. I was more trying to get you to come play some charity softball.
Oh, Juice, I know. I mean, Kyle, you missed this.
We know. I learned.
So, Juice, yesterday we weren't giving away a spot, right? We were giving away a spot in the Fantasy League today. But Juice tried to kind of weasel his way in by asking if he could co-manage Hugh's team.
Huh.
Because he knows how bad Hugh is. Remember, he dropped Malik Nabers in Week 5 last year. So, he was trying to get in there. And then he said, you know, he kind of said, if we win, then maybe you come play softball with us.
It's an interesting strategy.
I thought it was interesting, too. Mm-hmm. Hugh just shut him down and said no. Okay, go ahead, Juice.
With all due respect.
So, it's a good time, though, Hugh. It really is.
I believe
man.
It is.
Anyway,
I'm not that friendly.
He said, I'll take your word for it, huh? So, Joe, real quick, 2 points to me. One, getting back on what I was saying yesterday about Hurts and practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying how the 2 years they didn't have a good practice, they didn't really have a good season, and the 2 years they did, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay, I understand that. But you're forgetting that 11-1 had nothing to do with preseason. They fell apart because of the locker room. It had nothing to do with how Jalen played in the preseason.
So, Juice, I will say I understand your point and agree mostly, right? If you start 11-1, you can't blame training camp. But If you go back, they never felt in sync to me in 2023. Like, they were 11-1, and they won almost every game, but they were all kind of nail-biters. The offense was choppy the first couple weeks. So, you're right, they started 11-1. So, you can make a fair point that, like, hey, they didn't have great training camp, joint practice, and they started 11-1. But it never felt like they were in sync that season. And then, like you said, it just fell apart at the end. I just, like, 2022, they came out of the gate and they were playing great. Now, last year, they didn't. But they got it together and got to the Super Bowl. Look, Juice, I don't know what it all means. Like, it's only 4 years of Sirianni and Hurts with this stuff. It's interesting to me that when they seem to play better in training camp, they have a greater season. That I'm just hoping they have a great season. That's all.
I think they will, but just to go to your point, I get that they were kind of playing, let's say, up and down, but look who they played. That was a gauntlet that everybody thought we were going to split, that we ran until we ran into San Fran.
Well, yeah, and then they got smacked. They did. All right, Juice, quickly, right. What do you got for us? You got topper point?
The Philly.
Yeah.
The Philly point, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like... And I always thought this about Andy Reid when Donovan was walking around in the Super Bowl down 10. You have to put your guys in position to win, right? And I feel like, especially last night, with one out, you have to make sure that run from second is not going to score. You can't move your defense in when you need a double play ball. Like, he almost, in a sense, like, if they would have pulled that out, it would have been in spite of Topper's.
Yeah, he's had a bad... I mean, everything he did last night was wrong. I mean, it's amazing. Like, he flipped the coin 3 or 4 times last night, and he got the wrong side each time. It just was a bad night for him. All right, Juice, what do you got for us? A snack for Snack of the Night for John Johnson.
Fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos. I like that. That sounds like a John Johnson
fried
snack.
Fried Oreos.
Juice, good one. You don't like fried Oreos?
Mm-mm.
Why? You like Oreos?
I mean, I fool with Oreos, but I don't frying them. That just seems like a lot.
But isn't anything fried good?
Well, that's a fat guy's move. Like, you taking an Oreo and putting it in grease, it's already like high in cholesterol.
Fat people know good food, man.
No, with all due respect.
You didn't say it first.
I didn't. With all due respect, fat people do know good food.
Well, of course.
Did the vibe of the whole Snack of the Night thing get killed a little bit for anybody else when Herb came on here talking about 7 straight hours on the toilet?
It didn't help. Yeah, it didn't help. It didn't make me hungrier.
It didn't kill it for me.
Yeah. seven hours
I'm
on a toilet
looking
is...
for snacks.
Dude, 7 is...
But,
it's rough.
That's your whole day, man.
The OG thing he did was say he going back to the fast food today.
I'm giving a little piece of advice. I would avoid fast food for a little bit after the stomach went through 7 hours in the bathroom. That feels pretty simple, but that's just me. I like the fried Oreos answer.
Fried Oreo.
Yeah. Have you ever had a fried Oreo?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you don't even know what it's like.
I mean, but that just seems like a lot.
What's the
batter? What you putting in, like cake batter?
Well, yeah, I guess. Mm. Yeah. Or batter, right. And then you fry it up.
Man, that's a lot.
A little crunch in there, and then the double crunch with the Oreo. I like it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop, bro. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Phillies. Rob Thompson, does he have to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series? I believe he does, because this team is not going to blow people out. Their offense is what it is, and they're going to be in a lot of tight games. A manager's going to make a lot of difficult decisions. Who to pinch hit? Who to start? Platoon in the outfield? The third and fourth starters? When do you get them out of the game? Even the Alvarado thing, which we'll talk to Scott about, because Alvarado's due back in, what, 3 days? I don't know when he's actually coming back, but he's eligible to return here, I believe, early next week. Aaron Nola coming back. Six-man rotation. A lot of decisions for Topper coming up. And the Eagles. It has not been, by all reports, a great training camp in terms of looking great every day, including getting blown out by the Browns yesterday.
Blown out.
Is it a big deal? Is training camp a big deal the way the Eagles look right now? 215-592-9494. Tri-Day Friday for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. And we'll talk to our guy, Scott Fransky, next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.